I'm Tyler Russell, and here's a special 20-minute episode of Tune In, Drop Out, and Vote, a KX93.5 public affairs campaign dedicated to voter awareness and participation this November. Today's episode is guest-hosted by three amazing women from WAVE, Women for American Values and Ethics.
62 million people voted for Trump. 65 million people voted for Hillary. 102 million people did not vote. So, when all these votes were counted, Americans woke up and reacted to this. Many, myself included, were, among other things, stunned at how low voter turnout was. We decided to work to make a change. The country went into overdrive with the goal to get more voters to the polls. The charge is being led by men and women, but mostly women. We are here to encourage others to get out and vote. Hi, I'm Darla Magana, and I'm with a group called WAVE, Women for American Values and Ethics. My job within WAVE is to do exactly that, encourage others and educate others to vote.
I'm Joanna Weiss. I'm the president and founder of WAVE. We are a political action committee here in Orange County, and we seek to bring progressive values and ethics to county government, state, local, and federal.
I am Suad Elias. I coordinate voter registration drives in high schools.
We know that low voter turnout messes with democracy. The more people that vote, the more our government can reflect the best for the most. So, millions of people have mobilized to connect with voters. We host voter registration drives, write postcards or texts, knock on doors, set up meetings, clinics, house parties, and town halls, and yes, do radio shows to make sure that everyone gets registered and everyone votes on November 6th.
Orange County students have organized the most amazing voter registration drives, and you can see their efforts being reflected in the numbers. San Juan Hills Young Democratic Club and Young Republican Club organized a four-day drive and set a goal to register 500 students. The numbers sounded crazy, but they did it and went beyond with 610 students registered or pre-registered to vote. They figured that if you talk to students during tutorial or homerooms, you can get a lot of people registered in a short period of time. San Clemente High School decided to break San Juan records, but they only had 2 days to do it. And guess what? With enough volunteers involved, they managed to break the record and registered 752 students. Go, Tritons! Dana Hill High School had only 1 day for the drive, so they went for the record of most students registered in 1 day and registered 476 students, crushing the one-day record for San Clemente. Dana Hills is going for it again. Not satisfied, the PTSA, an amazing student, Nikki Jamé, are registering students again on Monday, October 15, during lunch. These three cities have the largest percentage of students pre-registered to vote in the whole county. This shows that a well-organized drive can make a big difference. So, where is Laguna Beach in all this? Listening to the call, Laguna Beach High School is organizing a voter registration drive on October 16 at lunchtime. Don't forget to bring your driver license, California ID, or memorize the last four numbers of your social security and register. Look for the tables. It only takes 4 minutes. Laguna Beach has only 64 people pre-registered to vote. They are in the 15th place in the county. I wonder what city they will beat after the drive. Finally, also, Aliso Niguel High School is in the process of organizing their own drive on October 17. Now we will hear from some of the amazing students that have taken the lead and organized these voter registration drives.
My name is Sutton Loughran. I'm 19 years old, and I graduated from San Clemente High School in 2018, last year. I organized a voter registration drive because I thought it would be such a good opportunity for kids to realize the power their vote could have and how easy it is to register. It took each kid about 5 minutes, and we got a ton of kids pre-registered. It went really, really well. We registered almost 800 students, which was really cool.
Hi, I'm Nicole Jamé. I'm 16, and I'm a junior at Dana Hills High School. I organized a voter registration drive at my school this last September because there were only, 10 or 11 people total registered at my school, which has about 2,700 students altogether. So I knew that people weren't aware of it and that I had to make a difference. It went really well. We organized, I want to say, about 100 volunteers, and we were able to register 476 students in one day, which is the most students ever registered in one day in South Orange County. Throughout this process, I learned that students really are completely unaware of what's going on in our political system. They don't know when elections are. They don't know who's running or what's being decided. This wasn't necessarily surprising, but it was disappointing, and I knew that I had to make a difference.
My name is Jordan. I'm a student at St. Margaret's School in San Juan Capistrano, and I'm 17, but I'm going to be 18 by Election Day, and I'm very excited about that. Me and a couple of my friends helped start a voter registration drive at our school because we had heard about one that was run at a nearby high school very, very successfully. And the thing about our school is we're pretty small. We're about 120 per class in the high school. And around May, when we decided to do this, probably all of the juniors and seniors were 16, and about half of the sophomores were. So we had a sizable number of people that were able to register, but there was really nobody cared about it. You had a couple of pockets of people that were very invested, like myself, in the political process, but by and large, our student population just didn't really, really care. And if they did, it was often, not always, but often, reiterating whatever they had heard at home from their parents.
California is one of the few states in the country that allows young people to register. California is one of the few states in the country that allows young people to pre-register to vote, so you can be ready to vote when you turn 18. That is huge. California has one of the third lowest citizen voter registration rate in the country. In the OC, 25% of people that could be voters were not registered to vote. So let's hear now from Laura Briel. She is the director of the Civic Center, an organization that focuses on high school voter registration. And she's going to give us more numbers on how we are doing in the OC.
The law in California that allows pre-registration passed in 2014. But as of last month, statewide in California, we still have only about 10% of 16 and 17-year-olds pre-registered to vote statewide. In Orange County, on a percentage basis, we're doing just a little better at 11%. So there's really, really a long way to go. The law has begun to catch on. A year ago, only 1,000 people in all of Orange County were pre-registered to vote, and now we're up to 9,000. So that's a huge increase. But if we want to do better, we have to start really working with our high schools and in other community groups to help students take a leadership role in voter registration. They can do that through voter registration drives and clubs. They can do it on social media by encouraging their friends. The deadline to register to vote for 18-year-olds is October 22nd, and so there's a lot we can do between now and October 22nd. High schools typically organize voter registration drives in late September and then again sometime during the spring semester so that they can get all the students who are eligible to be registered to vote before they graduate. We have a lot more information on our website at www.thecivicscenter.org.
So why all the excitement about high school voter drives? Well, besides the dismal low voter turnout in the 2016 election, it was the 18 to 24-year-old vote that was missing more than any other. 50% of the 18 to 24-year-olds registered to vote in the 2016 election, and only 39% of those people bothered to vote. Only 39%. 18-year-olds, first-time voters, showed overwhelming apathy. Only 40% registered, and a dismal 32% voted. So if you're not happy with the way the 2016 election turned out, blame the young ones. Vice versa, if you like where the country is now, thank your elders. Folks over 53 year old, three, Folks over 53 years old, they hit the voting booth in droves. Up to 70% of those over 55 voted. Traditionally, older people vote more than younger people, but the 2016 election broke records for poor millennial turnout. And now looking ahead, in the November election, the youth vote has the potential to be the dominant vote. According to a Pew study, there are 42 million more young voters than older voters in America right now. If voters age 18 to 24 come out to vote this November, they will topple what has been the power base of America, voters age 55 and over.
Dear young people,
don't vote.
Don't vote.
Everything's fine the way it is.
Tax cuts for the rich? Hell yeah, I'm rich as f***.
Climate change? That's a you problem. I'll be dead soon.
Sure, school shootings are sad.
But I haven't been in a school for 50 years.
I can't keep track of which lives matter.
Sure you don't like it.
So, you'll like some meme on Instagram.
If the weather is nice, maybe you could go to one of those little marches.
You might even share this video on Facebook.
But you won't vote.
You young people never do.
But I do. I do.
I do.
Midterms, primaries.
Every single election.
We'll be there, but you won't.
Because we're a generation of doers.
Not whiners.
And we're doing great.
So that was a viral video put out by Knock the Vote. To find out more about that and to see the video, check out knockthe.vote. So it was a sad 32% of registered voters ages 18 to 24 that came out. And then on the other hand, 60 to 70% of registered voters ages 45 and older got their vote in. Consider that by 2019, there will be more millennials able to vote than boomers, as their numbers will swell to 73 million and the boomers will decline to 72 million. This is notable because millennials and boomers seem to think differently on the issues. Consider this. 68% of millennials say the government needs to help with equal rights. Only 39% of boomers agree with that. 79% of millennials say that immigrants strengthen the country, but only 56% of boomers agree with that. 72% millennials say they oppose a wall. 50% of boomers want the wall. 73% of millennials favor same-sex marriage. 56% of boomers agree. 81% of millennials say there is solid evidence of climate change, but only 69% of boomers agree. 51% of millennials say it's more important to have sensible gun ownership laws. 43% of boomers would vote the same way. And lastly, 67% of millennials think that the government should supply health care for all its people. 57% of the boomers would vote for that. Let's hear from some of our high school students about what issues are important to them.
The issues that I think are most pressing within our country right now are common sense gun legislation and immigrant rights. I know a lot of students are really personally affected by gun control, and one way that they can make a difference regarding it is by voting.
I care most about immigration policy and women's reproductive rights. So I think that if we get the vote out, and especially reach our youth population, that these issues will most certainly be addressed.
But these kids are stepping up and registering to vote so they can make a difference. Here's what they have to say about that.
I really started getting involved with politics after the Parkland shooting last year. I started meeting kids from my school who had the same anger as me, and we all found ways to direct our anger into something positive, like the walkout, March for Our Lives, and other events. All of high school, I was pretty passionate about politics, but I became much more open and active during my senior year of high school.
I am pre-registered to vote, and I'm pre-registered to vote because I think it's just really important that everyone has an active voice and say in our government, especially because we're so lucky to have democracy. It would be a waste to not have your voice be heard and try and have your opinion be accounted for in elections.
So let's listen to these kids. It's time to register to vote. Here's some information that you need to do that. In California, you can pre-register to vote at 16 and be ready to vote by 18. You just need to be a U.S. citizen and not currently in prison or parole. But maybe you don't want to listen to me. Well, then listen to Taylor Swift. She wrote on a recent Instagram post, "For a lot of us, we may never find a candidate or a party with whom we agree 100% on every issue, but we have to vote anyway. Happy voting." That one Instagram brought millions of people to the voter registration. You can do it too. So here are some websites to go to register. registertovote.ca.gov, or another really good one is votersedge.org/ca.
You can register online or just fill up an old-fashioned paper form. Just fill out as much as you can. Have your ID ready, either your driver license or your California ID, or learn the last four digits of your social security. Also remember, a lot of people hesitate to register to vote because they do not want to identify themselves with any party, but you really can just register without any political preference. Of over 9,000 people who are pre-registered to vote, more than 5,000 are registered with no party preference. And remember, Laguna Beach High School is organizing its own voter registration drive on October 16 at lunchtime. Don't forget to participate. Go Laguna. So thanks for listening. I'm Suad Elias, and I coordinate voter registration drives in high schools.
And I'm Darla Magana, working with WAVE and voter education as well. And this has been KX935.
You're on the phone with your girlfriend. She's upset.